Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and this is Panda. Panda's face is in the light. So today's show is on sound for loving relationships. It's an interesting one. So our intention is that you might find complete harmony in relationships and bliss and love. That's all. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things going on here at the Institute. Let me share my screen. So we've got tomorrow, in case you're in the area, we have a open house from 1 to 5. We're going to be going through how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We just had an open house a couple of weeks ago online. And if you'd like to see it, just email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com and I'll send you the video, the Zoom video. And we also have our next semester coming up here at the Institute. It's the Summer Intensive, which is June 7th to the 17th. And it's 10 days, 10 to 9:30 every day. And it's half of the certificate program. The rest is done online. You could start that anytime. And you get to play with all our instruments and go on the sound lounge. You can also stay at the Institute if you like. We don't have any beds, but we do have, you know, futons and things like that. And so it would be a bunch of people in one room, and we have no showers. But $200 for 10 days is really, really good. That's about what it costs per day otherwise. So if you're interested, you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or even call 415-777-2486. We have our online program that starts about every week. You could start this Tuesday, and it's ongoing enrollment, so you just do the classes until they start repeating. It takes 6 months here online, 6 months online. And again, it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. We teach a lot of techniques to be able to open up your own practice. We are a vocational school. And we also teach how sound works in the universe, as far as how it works in the body, how it works in nature, how it works in at every level of reality, actually. And then we also bring you into a really peaceful stillness every class, and so you can be more at peace in your body, physically, mentally, emotionally. And also we spend a lot of time helping you unleash your voice to be able to express yourself once again. So cool. Right now we're doing classes for 3 to 6 year olds online for free. It's already been going for 2 weeks. If you're interested, you can contact us. We can send the videos. You could get caught up. But, you know, it was funny because I was working with the first class, I start doing call and response with the 3 to 6 year old. And I'm like, okay, everybody make this sound back. Wah! And I'm like, okay, are they going to do it? And every one of them did it. Wah! You know, because kids actually were born as sound healers. We're making sound. We're expressing our emotions. Wah! From the beginning. And then it's more around 7 or 8 that we start getting more scared. And then, especially when we get in above 10 or so, where we start worrying about what other people think all the time, right? But then we get into class or get into school, and they say, no more sound. So we lose that ability. So it's so cool to have all these kids making sound freely. Their parents are probably freaking out because they're making sound all the time. But they're going to be way healthier, right? Oh, there's one other thing I have to tell you before I continue with the intro here. We did a whole thing on shifting emotions. And I said, okay, there's two parts. First, feel whatever emotion you have going on and make the sound of it even. And if you don't like how that feels, slowly shift it to a sound you do like. Right? So if you were to just try, for anybody, if you tell anybody to actually just shift to a higher emotion, well, that's hard to do for most people when you're stuck in an emotion, when you're really in the fire, right? It's really hard. But if you change it slowly, like over even 5 minutes, right, into a beautiful sound, then it's much easier to shift, right? So I had all the kids, these all 3 to 6 year olds, practicing making a rough sound like they're angry or upset, and then going, shifting it to a really beautiful sound. And they're all doing it, right? And it's so cool because most people, most adults, don't know how to shift their emotions, right? And this was just so, I mean, this should be taught in all schools. Anyway, I get distracted. Okay, so we've got the next sound healing program at the Institute is in September. That's a 3.5 month program. And then we also have our next recording program around the middle of July, maybe August. And it's all about how to record, mix, and produce. You can find all this information at soundhealingcenter.com. And then click on Globe Institute for all the class information. We also have our store with over 300 products. We've got crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls. I mean, every type of bowl you can imagine, alchemy bowls. We've got like all a full range of products. Actually, I can go ahead and show you. And we also have most of it at the store. We have a lot of gongs. We have CDs. We have videos. We have sound tables and lounges. We also have pillows and dolphins. We have crystal bowls. We have drums and chimes and tuning forks and voice analysis software. We have a quantum iCube. We got biomats, water devices that put frequencies in your water. We have sound chambers, like $1 million sound chambers to take you into another dimension. And we have sacred geometry and pendants and brain machines with flickering lights that will take you into different brainwave states. Right? So that's at the store. You can go straight to the store by soundoflove.com, but you can get to everything at soundhealingcenter.com. Then we have our therapy center where we not only do the voice analysis, but we also do, we find your home note. And we can, after we find your home note, we can get you brainwave CDs in delta, theta, alpha, and beta, which is really good for anxiety, depression, brain injuries, PTSD, dementia, full range of issues. And also we're going to start doing sound treatments now that things are opening back up, and massage here really soon on the sound table and sound treatments on the table. We also have a research foundation. And the first thing we have that's really cool is in the research foundation, you can access over 400 clinical research papers, right? And they're all categorized by different categories, so you can search different categories for that, for clinical research papers. We also have a whole database of student research papers, which are like a few hundred of them already we've got posted, and they're really good. Actually, students have to do papers every semester. And so they're categorized also. You can search for them. There's also a ton of articles and videos that you can access as well. So that's at soundhealingresearchfoundation.org. We also have the Medical Sound Association, where you can find treatment plans for every type of issue you could imagine. We've got it for grief, anxiety, depression, PTSD, dementia, addiction, pain, autism, cancer, anger, and sleep, right? And really detailed treatment plans. If you wanted to join, we've got over 500 doctors and therapists, and we have meetings bimonthly. That's medicalsoundassociation.com. And last but not least, we have the Sound Education Association, where we have exercises for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. We have over 500 exercises, and you can download them. Again, we also are doing live classes with kids right now as well. And we have meetings every other month in the Sound Education Association. We're finishing 2,500 exercises and then taking them into public and private schools around the world with a whole lobbying group and team. So if you're interested in helping with that mission, you can sign up at soundeducationcenter.com. Okay. Again, everything is at soundhealingcenter.com. Links to everything we're doing. Okay. Or you can call David at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Here we go. Here we go. Hi there. Hey, a little kiss. A little kiss. Ready for a kiss? Okay. My kitty loves tuning forks, by the way. Whenever I start playing tuning forks, she's, oh my gosh, she's all over the place. See? Maybe if I can find a tune. Oops. Okay, never mind. She went running when she heard that noise. Okay, so that's what we have going on here. What else? Oh, one other big thing. We have our next Sound Healing Conference coming up. And we've got a website, but the links to actually register are not working yet. So if you go to Globe Sound Healing Conference /emotions, Globe Sound Healing Conference /emotions, April 8th through the 10th, we're doing our Sound and Emotions Conference. So it's all about how to work with sound on a full range of emotional issues, right? And so what's really cool is before each presentation, we're going to have sound healers actually doing sound for different issues. So if you got, you know, we already have a couple of people ready to go on depression and grief and trauma, right? So so we've got 3 days, 8th through the 10th, we have 20 people on how sound and emotions work, how sound works with emotions. So that's globesoundhealingconference.com/emotions. Okay. Just go to globesoundhealingconference.com. You'll get the old one. All right. So that's coming up, April 8th to the 10th. We'll have registration will be ready on March 15th. Okay. Still working on the site. So let's talk about relationships. The main thing, oh, I've actually got a PowerPoint I can even show on this. Let's see. Let me pull it up here. So when it comes to relationships, the main thing is, let me put it this way. I'm working on a book on sound and relationships. Right? And 90% of the book is about being whole on your own. Heart open, right? I think that's the number one problem is people often get attached and they need a relationship, right? Or they go to a relationship to feel better or to feel, you know, to get something, right? Whereas the whole deal is to be whole on your own, full of love. It's like I had this one partner years ago. She said, Dave, don't come to this relationship unless you're filled with love. I'm like, oh, that sounds good. That makes sense, right? Could you say that a little sweeter, right? But that's the truth, you know. When you, the number one thing that can fulfill your heart is universal love and source, right? So when you know how to access universal love, then you've got it down. You don't need anyone because you've got infinite love, access to infinite love, right? So we've, you know, the way I talk about being able to access universal love, we talked about it here in the show before, is I was told years ago that universal love comes in through the thymus down into the heart. So I started visualizing love coming through the thymus into the heart. And it took about 5 years before I really got it down where I could run universal love through my thymus down into my heart like this. I mean, you don't even have to do sound, but I will. Right? Once you get that down, you don't need anybody. Hugs are still pretty nice, you know, but you don't really need anybody because you got more love than anybody can give you in a relationship. And that's the deal. The truth is, when you can say, you're free to go, there's no more suffering, right? There is no more suffering. But this is not the way that people have figured out to run relationships. I mean, all our movies and shows are all about finding the love and then how horrible it is to lose a love, right? Because we get so attached, right? So the trick is to not be attached, to be whole on your own, heart open, right? So the image of that that is the best is the vesica piscis. So you have two whole people, whole circle representing wholeness, right? And two whole people that are completely whole on their own, and then they come together and create the Eye of Horus, the vesica piscis, or the Eye of God, right? And that's the deal, where you're totally whole on your own, and then you come together and totally merge, right? It's beautiful. And then you separate, and you're still whole. It's just wonderful, right? The key is to be able to separate and not miss anybody. But here's what's really interesting. It's like I had a relationship where our main theme was about non-attachment, right? Whole on your own, heart open, right? You don't really need anybody to fulfill you or make you more whole. But then I got attached to the non-attachment, right? It's like, God, this feels so freeing and clearing. It feels like we're both running love, but we're not running any neediness. And I got really attached to that. It's like, oh, God, got a whole nother level of attachment I got to deal with. I'm attached to non-attachment, right? Because it feels so good. Well, so still a lot better than somebody being needy. And we're so attached. I mean, people are so attached, they kill other people when they leave. Right? People kill their partners when they leave all the time. Or they commit suicide. Right? I mean, this is so not the norm. We don't have mentors that have taught us on how to be whole on your own and heart open. Right? So this is the deal. However, the truth is there's always some attachment. The truth is, any two humans, I mean, we're all connected to all humans. If somebody dies and you know them, or even if you don't know them, if they're in your presence, you know, if you're close at all, it's like, you know, we feel it because we are connected. We are attached to all humans. We're all one, right? But also there's the attachment that comes, or neediness that comes, when one person needs the other to take care of them. You know, as one gets sick when you get older and one needs another to take care of another. That's like sacred caring, right? I mean, really sacred attachment, or say it's neediness, but it's like, it's just beautiful, right? Which is quite different than needing love from someone to feel good, right? You don't need love. The trick is practice running this energy of universal love so you don't need anybody, right? That's the whole deal. You don't need anybody. And then when you connect, oh my God, two whole people with that are heart open, it's like, whoa, oh my God, right? It's really incredible. Right. Now, I've come to believe that the energy of being in love is sacred and the same as universal love. You may have to peel away the person, right? But the essence of that love is pure universal love. The essence of two love between two people is sacred, totally sacred and pure, right? It is not 3D. It's totally sacred and pure, right? The essence of it. So think about it. Think about what it feels like to be in love. Well, that feeling is like you don't really have to eat ever again. You don't really have to sleep ever again. And it's like just this warmth. It's like anything you have going on physically or any illness, there's nothing better. It just starts going away, right? And it's like you feel like you love everybody. It's like when I'm in love, it's like, oh, you got a problem? Oh, you're mean? Oh, I love you anyway, right? I have like infinite capacity, it seems like, to love people when I'm in love. And I think, God, I should be this way all the time, whether I'm in love or not, right? Where there's like this bubble of love around you. And then it's also, it's like you're so creative and you got all these ideas and it's just like infinite possibilities. It's an incredible feeling being in love, right? Well, go back to a time when you were in love. Again, you may have to peel away the person and go straight to the essence of that love. Then feel it completely. Then make the sound of it. You can't do it wrong. Just play with it. So we've just proven that you don't need a relationship to feel that love of being in love. Wouldn't that be cool to be in love all the time, whether you have somebody or not? You can do it. Just run that energy. I have a friend on Facebook. She's like, every week, she's like, I fell in love with Source and myself again this week, right? Just run love without a relationship. It's all sacred. Again, it's kind of nice to get hugs, right? And there's, you know, it's nice to actually have a person, but you don't need it, right? There's universal love just waiting, and it's everywhere. It's everywhere, right? It kind of sounds like this. Right. Okay. This is the sound of being in love. Then we have, oh, maybe I should play a little sound of being in love. Oh. No, let's see. Let's see what I got to play here. Sound of being in love. We've got, oh, I've got a song I wanted to play. This one's called Heart, and it really has the energy of being in love in the different sections. You'll hear it. Check this out. This is Heart on my album, the Nutri-Energetics Journey Through the Matrix album. Okay, enjoy and run that energy of love. The whole trick is really to learn how to run love in a relationship when you're holding someone, to really know how to run so much love heart to heart that it goes into universal love. I mean, when you, and I've done it so many times, where you can hold someone and just run love for 4 hours, no sex, just love, running love for hours. And it's like waves of energy are going through you and out the crown. It's just unbelievable, right? It's so amazing. And what I've learned is it's light years better than sex, right? In fact, what I've found is when you're running love, sex is just a nice byproduct, right? But it's really just the whole trick is to learn how to run love. And it's interesting. What I do is first we'll go heart to heart, and then I'll feel that energy of love in the heart, and then I'll start to imagine like energy going, kundalini energy flowing from the root chakra, even down from the feet, all the way up through each chakra, one bit by bit, and flowing up out the crown into source, right? And then when two people start doing this, it's like, oh my God. It's like, you're running this energy from the earth, the core of the earth almost, into up into spirit, with pure love. And it's just waves, and just waves of energy flowing. And it's and then you just get lost, really, just get lost. I mean, I want to play a song here that is about, it's actually on my first Nutri Energetic CD. And it's actually called Sexual Energy. And check this out. It's really kind of cool. Actually, I don't feel as much love from this as I did from that last song, but it's still kind of interesting. So check this out, Sexual Energy. it's really nice when you have actual love along with the sex, right? And then what I was talking about is now there's also techniques you can use when actually in a conflict in a relationship. The first one is to make a sound of have each person make the sound of how they're feeling. You know, if you just go to a sweet or beautiful sound when you're in a conflict or upset, it's really hard to shift that energy that drastically. So like we were talking about earlier, a slow shift you could maybe do, but it's much better to start with the sound of how you're feeling. And that sound might sound something like this. Right? There's often pain behind that upset and even fear sometimes. And it's hard to not have empathy for that pain, because people, you know, if you make the sound, they generally are going to go into like, ah, right? And then the other person makes that sound of how they're feeling, right? And then you do it together at the same time. And it's really cool because you can't do blaming with sound. That's why I was pointing. You can't do blaming with sound. You try and do a sound of blaming. You have to point, right, in order to do blaming. So it's really cool to be able to express yourself. And then you either, when you do it together, you either start crying or laughing or hugging or just go to a place of stillness. It's really beautiful. Another technique that's really effective is to actually set a time to do a ceremony, and then set up some candles, set some sacred space, maybe play a crystal bowl or play some music. Get in the zone where you're just in this love zone, really, right? You do it later when you're not like totally in the conflict or in upset at that point. And then you just resonate this energy of sweetness and love and peace, right? Maybe tone along with the bowls, and really just get in the zone. And then each person maybe makes a sound of how they're feeling, but then you can even express. And when you express how you're feeling when in the zone of love, you don't even have to say it perfectly, right? I mean, nonviolent communication in VC, they say you need to be really careful about how you say things so you're not, you know, blaming anybody. You know, it's like, when you do that, I feel this way, right? But people don't always do that. It's hard to learn those techniques, and it's not the norm in our language, right? But when you're in the zone of love in this ceremonial space, and you set the space and you got into this peaceful place, it doesn't matter. Someone could say, it really sucks when you do that. You know, I think what you're doing sucks. And the other person goes, I love you. Because the energy is there, right? And it's, you're not going, you suck. You know, you're going, it sucks. I love you. But it sucks when you do that, right? Because you're in this space of togetherness where you're on the same side instead of on separate sides. So that's a really cool technique to use sound to get into a space of love, and then to share your feelings, and then everybody gets heard, right? And then it's right, then you're ready to smooch, right? Well, when you're ready to smooch, there's some really cool things, right, you can do. First of all, if you haven't tried this, tone in each other's mouth while kissing. Oh my God, it is so much fun, right? It's really hard to do it for very long because you start cracking up, right? But once you get it down, I've done it for like a half hour at a time, right? Then you can start going up and down and trying to find the resonant frequency of the other person's mouth, and then all of a sudden it's like, where's the sound coming from? And you don't even know where the sound's coming from. And then you start doing frequency sweeps together while kissing. Ooh-wee. Right. And then you start doing binaural beats where you go off pitch a little bit and it starts fluttering while kissing. Woo, 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 woo. And it's like, whoa. Right. Oh my God. It's so much fun. It's just the best. Right. It's a crack up. The other thing is to do sound on each other's chakras. I mean, there's nothing better than having someone send the sound of love with their lips right on your heart. Right? It is so sweet. And you can do sound on each chakra, right? I go no further, right? It's just really incredible. The other thing is that really is amazing is while hugging, to both make the sound of each chakra one by one. So you do the sound of the root, wee woo, right? And then you do the second chakra, right? And then you do the solar plexus, and then you do the heart, both at the same time, right? And then you do the throat, and then you do the third eye together, forehead to forehead, and then you do the crown together, and then you run do a frequency sweep from the root up through the crown together, right? And it's like, oh my God. And then you just tune in to all seven chakras simultaneously, yours and the other person's, while hugging them, right? And just feel them all simultaneously. And you just go into the zone big time. It's one of my favorites. It's so cool, right? Tuning into all chakras simultaneously, right? So those are some ideas for running love in a when in a relationship, right? So I want to play another song. I don't play very often. This is one called Harmonize Emotions, and then we'll end here. This is not very long, so we'll finish up after that. Okay, enjoy this one. It's always good to harmonize emotions between two souls. Uh-oh. I'm not sharing my screen, am I? Hold on. Let me share my screen and sound so you can hear what I'm playing. Okay, here we go. Okay, harmonize emotions. Thank you. So the whole deal is to learn how to send love and run love, especially with a sound. So you can send love to yourself and to others. Let's try sending love to yourself now. Any sound, you can't do it wrong. And then to be able to run that energy. And then when two people run the energy together, oh my God, it's unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. So much better than sex. Sex is not bad, right? But it's so much better, right? And then sex is a byproduct, right? So that's the deal. And that's our intention, is that everybody's able to run love and be whole on your own, heart open. That's your homework for the rest of your life. Hold that energy for the rest of the weekend, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thanks for listening, and take care.